Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city where there's plenty sunshine. Palm trees are just growing and blowing in the wind. Ah, you should be here, you, you, and you. You know, so glad to be with you again today. Those that listen on a continued basis, I thank God for you. I'm sending you lots of love and hugs and letting you know that we love you. We really, really do. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening by whatever means you listen on. And we want to know, let you know we appreciate you. So give us a call, if you will. 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on the air and let us know, well, how you appreciate it, how that you thank God for us, or whatever. You know, whatever it is, let us know today. We will greatly appreciate you calling in today. Amen. Now, you see, soon as I get on the air, then the enemy starts working, don't it? My. We're going to believe God today that God's going to work greatly. We're struggling already trying to get on. Praise God. You know God is all right. He's still all right, and we're going to get there. We are getting there. Pray for us. Pray for us. Yes, pray for me. Amen. We're still praying for those that need prayer. And if you need prayer, call us and let us know today how much prayer you need. And give us a list of your children or whoever is sick or whatever, shut in, or whatever the case may be. We thank God for you. Bless God. All right. We're praying for Minister Ward and Darlene Howard there in Jacksonville. We're praying for them that God will undertake in their life today. Yes. We would like to know how they are doing. If someone that know them in Jacksonville that sent us this word about them, let us know how they are doing. We'd muchly appreciate it. The number is 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us know how they are doing. Until then, we will continue to pray for them and send the word of the living God there to them where they are. We're praying still for Mayan Brown and Sienna Brown. We're still praying for the mother and daughter that are sick and are going through, have a problem, and that God will undertake in their life. Father, we pray today that something will be said today that have touched them, touched their hearts, touched their bodies today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're waiting for a call from them also at 347-857-3925. Let us know how they are doing. Yes, and we're praying for Houston Baldwin, who had kidney failure. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father God. Devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we ask you to bless right now Houston Baldwin, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch Sister Ella Muffet, God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Touch her today, God. Oh, Lord God Almighty, she's one of your children, Lord. She needs your help. She was faithful, Lord God Almighty. Touch her right now. Encourage her also right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to touch the Parrish family, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch them also in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. Make a way for Jessica today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch her, Lord, in this pregnancy that she's having right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Carla Scott. Oh, Father God, touch her mind, touch her spirit right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we ask you to touch LaWanda Sheffield today also, today in Jesus' name, God. Lord, that you touch her, God, there in that hospital that she's in also, Father. We don't know whether she came out the coma yet or not, or what happened there, but we are waiting for a word there. But meanwhile, we're still praying for her, sending the word there to her and to her family also that's standing by in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for touching, Lord God. We're asking right now you touch Miriam Christian today that's home from the hospital. Touch her right now in Jesus' name. Keep her mind. Keep her in the name of Jesus today. Father, we ask you to touch Randolph Christian right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, you said nothing is too hard for, Lord God. Father God, make a way right now, Father God, as we touch this piece of paper, we touch the papers that he has to have right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, send forth the word, God, that the papers will come forth and be all that they would need, Father. In Jesus' name we pray today. We thank you for it today, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for touching all the pastors right now that are sick and those that are discouraged, going through and all. We thank you for touching them today, God, in the name of Jesus, one by one and name by name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for touching Ashley Ritter right now, wherever he is, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him a mind, a new mind, Lord. Oh, God, Lord God, I ask you right now to touch the condition that he's in and that the enemy has come against him, Father God. Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, bring him back to you, God, in full force, Father God, in Jesus' name. Touch his mind, touch his spirit. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment that Satan has sent against him to destroy him. In Jesus' name, God, let him rise up right now in the name of Jesus. Touch his mother right now in the name of Jesus and his father and his brother in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for all that you're doing in this hour, Lord God, in our home also, God. We ask you to continue to touch Dwayne, who has a heart condition, Lord. Touch him right now in Jesus' name. Make him every bit whole, God. And we thank you for touching Lizzie Williams. We got a good report that she's come out of the hospital and she's doing well. And we thank you for that right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Family, God, I thank you for touching me, Lord, also, Lord. I just want to thank you for it today, God. You're so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for touching the ministry, God. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you today, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we need you at this hour, Lord God. We need you. So much is going on in the world, God. And the enemy is trying to discourage us, Lord. Let him not have free course in our life today. Help us stand on the promises of God today. All right. We're going to give you this word today. Pray for me now. To be a lukewarm Christian is to yawn in the presence of God. To be a lethargic layman is to sleep in the midst of a maelstrom. To be a lukewarm Christian is to yawn in the presence of God. To be a lethargic layman is to sleep in the midst of a maelstrom. Praise God. Govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. Are you lukewarm today? Better think about that lukewarmness. So much stuff is going on today, you're going to have to be hot or cold. And God said you either be one or the other, because he's going to spew you out his mouth. And you don't want that to happen, now do you? I know you don't. You want to stay in the good graces of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to God. Now, God has been doing some great things, you know. I know you don't see it, and it doesn't seem like it. But he is doing some great things, and I just bless him for every little thing. Hear me? Every little thing that he does. I thank him for how he make ways for us, too, you know. You know, you could be in a place where you don't have any food to eat. There's no food to even get. You see what I'm saying? And listen, don't worry about it. They are trying to get that to happen here in America. You know, they want us to be like they are. Instead of having resources that you can go to get some help, we got crazy people that are trying to destroy America and its economy and everything else. And you always want to blame somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame nobody else. Think about your part in it. That's what you need to do. Praise God. I don't know. I just, you know, when you hear some crazy stuff going on, you just get really upset sometimes. You know, because you don't know when you got it good. You know, and why are we fighting among ourselves? And it's just so ugly and crazy and unnecessary, you know. And God didn't tell us to do that. He want us to love one another and fellowship with one another, not sit up and kill each other. And we kill our own wounded, don't we? They wounded and we kill them and mash them down, you know. And that's wrong, you know, America, that's wrong. We need to get a grip on life. That's what we need to do. You need to get out the dark. You've been in the dark too long. You know, it's time to get on out the dark. My. Amen. Get a life. I think a lot of people got so much time, they don't have a life of their own, so they get them meddling around in other people's lives and trying to destroy them and everything, because they don't understand how did they get so much, and we don't have nothing. We don't have no, you don't have nothing because you don't want nothing enough to do something to get something. Hello? Glory be to God. I know. Here I go again. My. But you know how a pastor is. You know how a pastor is, people. With all the stuff that's going on, and I hate to say it, even among those that Christians, call themselves Christians, you know, Christ-like, you know. Now I'm wondering how long you're going to be Christ-like if you had people cutting your head off and everything. You're going to denounce him then, huh? Come on now, you say you're strong and you know you got it made and everything, but when it come down to it, your life, what you going to do? That's what I'd like to know, you know. And it's going to come to that, because that's what they're pushing for, to put that same tyranny in this place, in this America. And we going to pray against it, aren't we? We going to rise up and pray like never before, aren't we? We're going to believe and trust God Almighty, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who we're going to do. We're going to pray to. Come on now. I know you are. You may be mad, but get mad. You'll be all right. Amen, because there are going to be a bunch of people that God has had on the back burner that's coming forth, yes, and they're going to pray and pray and pray till the job get done, until there is peace, huh, instead of all this confusion. There's going to be peace among us, you know, regardless of your race, color, or creed, or what national organ or what religion you are in or belong to. You can't, just because you don't like it, don't mean you can destroy it. Just because you don't like the way somebody pray, you don't have to try to kill them because you don't like the way they pray. You don't like the God they believe in. Everybody got to, you know, you free enough to get your own God. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own God anyway. You see what I'm saying? What they believe in, what they trust in. Hello, come on now. You know it's true, right? Tight, but it's right. Amen, amen. Praise God. I better leave you alone before y'all get mad with me. Maybe you get mad enough, you're going to call in, huh? 347-857-3925. Glory be to God. And if you come in wrong with me, praise God. We can talk intelligently. Is that right? Amen. That's what we should be able to do. Not, how do you say it, agree to disagree. You see what I'm saying? But instead, you want everybody to agree with you and nobody to disagree with you. Well, everybody have their own way of thinking, so we are allowed to disagree if we don't like it. Amen. Hello? Amen. Somebody help me out here anyhow. Glory be to God. God is so good to us today. Amen. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know what we would do in the first place. My, my, my. So I'm going to read a little scripture today and talk to you a little bit. And I'm still on about the hidden man, you know, and the shadows and all, you know, that we have experienced in our life and the shadows that were before us. There were things that happened before us so many times, you know, before us, and we often did not understand them. Is that right? Praise God. I know the enemy don't want me to talk to you and tell you about this here, but I'm still working on it. I'm working on it. Yes, I am. But, you know, as I was sitting here reading earlier and, you know, thinking about, you know, Exodus and all around when the Lord fed them, you know, let's see what the 16th say here. When the Lord fed the children of Israel, right? And it goes, Exodus 16, and let me start in the fourth verse. It says, Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Now, isn't that something? How he's going to prove you is he's going to make a provision for you. Now, isn't that a strange way of putting it? Well, you know, God does things in his own way, so that's the way we want to go. Whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gathered daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at even, that ye shall know that the Lord had brought you out from the land of Egypt. In the first place, he didn't bring them out empty. He told them to go borrow all the gold and silver and all the jewelry and everything that the Egyptians had. Go borrow it from them. They wasn't going to need it anyway when God finished with them. You understand? He said, so go borrow it from them. They ain't going to need it. You ain't even got to pay it back, or they ain't going to be able to get it anyway. You see, so God had something for them after treating them so miserable all those years, you know, putting them under such heavy bondage and using, misusing them and killing them and whatever else they were doing to them, you know, God was going to pay them. See, you think that God don't hear your cry. You think that God don't know what someone's doing to you. But he knows, he sees it, and he just don't say anything because he have his own time to bring deliverance. He has his own time to pass judgment on that person. Do you hear me? You don't have to do it. Just leave it to God, huh? And this is what he did. So he told him to, and he come out with something. But now here they are out there starting to murmur. When you go on in this scripture, in the 7th verse, it say, "And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of the Lord." Okay? Now he's feeding you. He's finna do a great miracle for you, huh? Can you stand it? Can you stand it? Because when he do this miracle, what he's doing it for? That you can see the glory of the Lord. See? And this is what he said. "For that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us?" And Moses said, "This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord heareth your murmurings which you murmur against him. And what are you, we? Your murmur are not against us, but against the Lord." That's who it's against. It wasn't against Moses and Aaron. It wasn't against him. It was against the Lord. That's who. And when people talk about you, what is he telling you? It's not about you. It's against the Lord, huh? Because you are God's spokesperson and you belong to God. So therefore, they're doing it where? Against God. When they start to trying to kill you and everything and all that and do all bad kind of things to you. What is it? It's against the Lord, not you. That's all I want you to remember that, huh? "And so Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he had heard your murmur. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud." Now, you see, God was doing something all the time, but they just couldn't hear, couldn't see, couldn't hear nothing. Can you hear or see anything? Can you? What God is doing in your eye in this hour for you? Can you see it, huh? Just look up, look up, look up. Now, here we go. Let's go on down a little further here. And in this scripture, I'm jumping on down for lack of time here today. I'm just running around here. Now, this is what he said, the 16th verse here. "This is the thing which the Lord had commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your persons, that ye every man for them which are in his tents." Everybody, how many people? Count how many people you got in your household, and this how much goods I'm finna send you. I'm finna send you some food. "And the children did so, gathered some more, some less," depend on how many people you had. "And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack." They gathered every man according to his eating. Now, everybody had enough. You see what I'm saying? Enough for each day. One day at a time is what he ordered them to do. Go out, pick it up one day at a time. And now, this is what he said. "Notwithstanding, hearken not unto Moses, but some of them left off it until the morning." Now, you know you got some hard heads in every situation, don't you? Now, here is some hard-headed people. God is trying to make a way for them and trying to give them some of his best, and they just ain't going to do right. You know, you seen them people, every congregation got some people that just ain't going to do the right thing. Okay? You know that. Ain't that the truth? Come on now. You know it. Some of them left off it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wrought with them. Now, Moses got kind of upset. I would have got upset, too. Boy, Lord, look, God is working miracles. The glory of God is coming in your midst, and you still can't do the right thing. You still don't hear. You still don't listen. You still don't obey. Come on. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. When he told you, gather it every day for your family, what did he mean? Gather it every day. Not sit up there and get more than you needed, huh? He was providing, and it was efficient for your family, sufficient for your family, you see. And when some was left, you couldn't go out there and pick up nothing and say, I'm going to have a snack for later, huh? No, it melted. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you shall bake today, and seep that you will seep, and that which remaineth over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning. Now you can lay it up till in the morning. You see what I'm saying? Specific time. Is that right? Timing is of the essence to God. Did you hear what I'm saying? And they laid it up till the morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. See? You see the difference, huh? When you do it, you want to do it when you want to do it. Not when God say do it, you don't want to do it. Isn't that a strange thing with people? My. We can't follow instruction, can we? So this is what happened. But, you know, I like down here. I'm going to go on a little bit further here to the 30th. So the people rested on the seventh day and go on now. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. My God, he gives you some good stuff, don't he? And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generation. Now, that was a shadow. You hear what I'm saying? Huh? That was a shadow. Now, let's go over for a moment into John, the 6th chapter. 51st verse, I believe it is. He says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Did you get it? I am, this is what Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man shall eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Did you hear what he said? Huh? Glory be to God. Now, when he put that, Moses told him to put Aaron to put it in this thing, this omer full of this, to be kept for your generation. That was the shadow. Hello? That was a shadow of things to come. Hello. Now he no more in the natural rain down the manna from heaven. Now he could still do it, you understand. But that was the shadow of things to come when he did that. So that bread had to be that living bread to give you life, to sustain you in a moment of twinkling of your eye, that you will have no lack. Glory be to God, was Jesus Christ, is Jesus Christ. For he said, I am the living bread, the living bread. See, when he put it in that container, notice that, he put it in that container, and it was enough. Did you hear what I'm saying? The Bible said it was enough to be kept for generations. It came down through 42 generations, that bread. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Do you get the picture? It came down. That's what happened. I'm trying to tell you now. Now, the devil don't want me to deliver this. Praise God. So, in the 58th verse, he says, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eat of this bread shall live forever. Ah, can you see the difference? Now, that was a shadow, and Jesus is the real thing. He's the real bread. When you eat that bread, you'll never die. Did you hear me now, huh? Now, that bread, the other bread, you can die. You won't die. But, honey, when you eat Jesus, and he said, eat and sleep nothing but Jesus. And people, when you eat and sleep nothing but Jesus, people think you're crazy. Think you say you're a fanatic and all of that. But I'm here. I'm glad I'm eating that bread, that living bread, what he said he is, the bread that came down from heaven, that Aaron put in that container to be kept as a testimony, to be kept as the glory of God would be ministered to you, you and you. This is what it is today. It's being ministered to you through by that Omer, that pot that had it in there. And he laid it up before the Lord to be kept for generations. That's what the 33rd verse says. And that is Jesus Christ. Oh, my. I hope you heard what it said. And people wanted to know, glory to God. I know I should have gave you the fourth verse first when he said, when Jesus said in the fourth verse, 32nd, start 32nd, say, but he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of, when they want to know what they're going to eat. And Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now, that's your meat, too. Hello. Come on, somebody. That's your meat, too. It's been preserved for you. Jesus was preserved for you. He came down through those generations, 42 generations he came down just for you to have the right kind of meat, just for you to be filled, just for you not to have. You know you ain't got no like. You can lie to me all you want. I ain't got no money, but you lying. Huh? You ain't lying to me, you're lying to God. That's where you're lying, because he done made provisions for you. If you're called by his name, if you are one of his sons, if you are one of his daughters right now, you have plenty, because he gave up his place in glory just for you, you and you, so that you could be rich. Yes, he did. He gave it up just for you. You didn't hear me, don't you? You don't hear me today, do you? Huh? You have manna from on high. It's been hidden, and some of you is still hidden from you because you have not come to the full knowledge of the truth to know what God has provided for you already. Yes. See, when you came out of the shadows, so you got to come out of the shadows, you know, those shadows of doubt and unbelief. You got to come out of those and look at the pot that he's given you, honey. He's made you a vessel, huh, to do what? what? Where he has preserved that bread from on high. It's in you. He said, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. So therefore, if you have the greatness on the inside, you are full up. You're overflowing right now. Do you hear me? Glory be to God. But you don't know it when it's hidden. You don't know about it till somebody open the top up. Take the top off the pot so you can see what's inside. So the inside to come outside, glory be to God, and feed some other hungry soul. Glory be to God. God has given you that right today to take and take the top off your pot. And when that pot gets open, nothing but that honey sweet, oh, what he said in the scripture, he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Honey, you ought to say, good. Oh, my, like they said about Campbell's soup, you say that about Jesus Christ today. How good and gracious is the Lord. Oh, he's such a mighty, mighty good God. Hallelujah. He has provided for you through all these generations. He has provided his best for you. Do you hear me? When he told you, say, taste and see how good God is. Just get a little taste right now. Sweeter than the honeycomb. That's what he said. Glory be to God. See, because those are wafers that he has sent down as that shadow at the time was sweet, had sweetness like honey. And he just let you taste that time, didn't you? Now you got the full meal. My. Glory to God. Can't you taste that honey now? Can you see what God has given you already? Just now you can eat and be filled. Drink and never be thirsty again. Like the woman at the well, he gave her something to drink. Oh, yes, he did. And when he said, drink of his water, the water that he is. The water that he is, that's pouring forth right now, you'll never thirst again. My God, he had all of that in the pot. My God, my God, my God. He is a provider today. God is your provider. You don't hear me. Glory to God. He is that provider. And I'm drinking from the well that will never run dry. My God. They say there's a water shortage here and there. Honey, with Jesus, there's no water shortage. There's no food shortage either. Hallelujah. He provides everything for you. Just like he provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness, the clothes, the food, he made a way for them. They might have complained and murmured because they wanted whatever they had. Well, they didn't have that good of food when they was in Egypt. Talking about we should still be back there in Egypt. That stuff they had out there wasn't but leeks and onions. That's all they had. They ain't had no meat. You hear what I'm saying? But God gave him his best. He gave them his best. When they got through the wilderness, they didn't know they was eating steaks and didn't even know it. You see what I'm saying? That was those quails. You ever ate quail? I've eaten some quail. Glory be to God. That's good meat. Hallelujah. The meat that God gives you is good meat. Hallelujah. Because you eat it. All because you know the glory of God enhances it. Every piece you eat is like the glory is enhancing it. And it fills you up until the next meal. Glory to God. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat day by day. You don't have to worry what I'm going to cook, what I'm going to eat. You don't have to worry about it because God got it all covered. Hallelujah. He'll make chicken taste like steak. Tell me, hallelujah, have you ever eaten one of God's animals out there? You know, like them armadillos. Well, the armadillo tastes like chicken and steak. It gives you taste of a lot of different meats in that one animal. Yes, I've eaten that too. Hey, God, hallelujah, when you're hungry and you know that God has provided something for you. He said, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. We didn't have to beg bread. We always had bread. We always had something because God provided. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I'm here to tell you today that he will provide. Stop murmuring and complaining. Just look up and live and start thanking him for what he's done. If he can feed those of men and women out there in the desert that was following him as he went and preached the gospel. When they was following him and they got hungry out there, there was no store anywhere, and there was no bucket, there was no vegetable stand standing on the corner nowhere. They was out there in the heat. Glory to God. God began to do what? Feed them, huh? 5,000 with two loaves of fish, two little fish and loaves of bread. He just multiplied, just prayed over it. See, that's all you got to do today. Pray over your kitchen, pray over your pantry, pray over your refrigerator, and God will fill it up and you won't even know how. I remember years ago we was in a Fort Lauderdale and Wayne Parks of revival, and there was this lady didn't have no food, and she gave her last money in the offering, and that woman come back the next night. She was hollering, jumping all over the place, screaming and screaming, and she said that she had a miracle chicken in her box, a miracle chicken, and she brought the chicken to church and showed the man the chicken, said, "That's the miracle chicken. I didn't have no food. I didn't have no money to buy no food." She said, "I didn't have nothing, but the chicken just appeared up in the freezer." Glory be. She said, "It wasn't in there before. Wasn't no chicken in her house. Wasn't no nothing in the house." And she called it the miracle. And he was testifying today. He said, "Mother, whatever name, with the miracle chicken." I said, "God can do it, can he?" Mm-hmm. And I remember, I'm going back now. I remember in New York a long time ago, in New York, there was a pastor that had just children in her church, and she kept on having church and kept on. You know, the children ain't got that much money. They don't hardly have no money. And so, therefore, the lights was off. And you know, she said, "Lord, what we going to do?" And he said, "Go to church." And she went to church, and there was one light bulb burning. And that bulb, only one, nowhere else in the building was a bulb anywhere lit. No more electricity, just on that light bulb where they was having church in that little room. And she said it stayed there until they left the building. Glory to God. You tell me God can't provide. Hallelujah. His miracles can happen for you too. Glory to God, because you have the hidden manna. You have the hidden source. You have what it takes when you start believing God and looking for the glory of the Lord to enhance you, looking for the glory of the Lord to provide, looking for the glory of the Lord to heal, looking for the glory of the Lord to bring a peace to your confused situation, to your chaotic lifestyle that you have. Glory to God. God can make something out of nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This cost the reserve is already hidden. He has it. He was in the shadows, and now he's bringing it to the light. Ooh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Can you reach out and touch it right now? My. And let me tell you, now Moses and Aaron, fill that pot full of manna therein. Glory to God, and you ought to grab some too. My. Let me go on a little further and read some more to let you know that it was made just for you, you and you. You can go now all the way. Let's run over to Revelation right quick, praise God. And something that I found out here, ran through today, you know, this morning, praise God, Revelation, the second chapter, we going to start, second chapter, is it? Praise God, I believe, yeah, the second chapter, and start at the, let's read the 17th verse. And this is what he says: "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna." Did you hear what he said? "And will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name." You got a new name today. You hear what I'm saying? "Written, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it." Did you hear what he said? Now it's already yours. He gave you what? The hidden manna. It was what? Reserved for you. Hello, somebody. It was reserved for who? For you. That hidden manna is yours. God made a way just for you. you and you. Now, you ought to go on and receive it right now. Glory be to God. God is trying to do something for you because everything else was a shadow. That was just a shadow. It's not the it's not real. The shadow is not real. Did you hear what I'm saying? It is not real. But what God has for you is real. He made it just for you, you and you. My God, my God. I'm having myself a time because God is doing something in the midst. And you know, and I was thinking about it. Now, after you read that, you over here in Revelation, and then he talk about what you got, and you have the tree of life there and everything. You start thinking about the tree of life that there he talk about in Revelation, then the tree of life of in Genesis. What happened? Huh? The tree was there, and Adam and Eve wanted to eat of it, didn't he? It wasn't time to eat of it. Did you hear what I'm saying? He have a special time for the food to come, just like he did in the wilderness. Is it right? Mm-hmm. Huh? So when your food come, appreciate it. When that way come made out of nowhere for you, appreciate it. Think about it. See the goodness of God. See the glory of God in all essence, in the food, in the situation, in whatever you're going through. That hour, you have to see the goodness of God. Hello, somebody. Do you get it today? And I want you to see it right now. Look up and live right now and grab a hold of what God is doing for you, you and you. My. Think about this. What did he do for you? Huh? You know what God did for you. Do you know what he did for you? Now what he said here? Look at the seventh verse. No, let me see what the seventh verse says. Oh, here the seventh verse. He say, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, now listen, now this is a little different from the other one. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, he did not give Adam, the first man, Adam, the right to eat of the tree of life, did he? He said, that one, don't touch. See, he had a specific time. It was to be hidden all those generations in that pot. Everything was hidden, already hidden. Did you hear what I'm saying? Covered. It was covered. You put it in this sense. It was covered. Yes, it was. But he gave you a time here in Revelation. When you get down to Revelation, you find out that it was uncovered now. You can eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hello, somebody. Now it's time to eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's see what Revelation 22 says. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of river was there the tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. Huh? Now remember now, you got to remember this here. Now when you go and read over there in Exodus about the time when they were was getting the manna from on high at that time, when you think about it, and they kept murmuring about the manna, we tired of eating this, you know, and they didn't want to go out and pick it up no more. I mean, you know, people, they've been in bondage for 400 years, and they had to do what the people say. Now you can get out there and tell God what you want to do. Come on now. Oh, my. People. Listen, what happened, huh? God told them, when you read on about that story, about the murmuring, about the food and everything, you read on, God say, well, you know what? I'm going to give you enough that you're going to have it running out your nose. Now, that's something for God to say. This is world. He can do what he wants. Because you murmur. Because you still won't do what I tell you to do. You won't appreciate what I'm doing for you. You won't appreciate the miracle that he's doing. Did you hear what I'm saying? You just don't appreciate it. Now here, he said, every month you're going to have an overload. He's going to have it running out your nose. When I read that, Lord have mercy. I said, shut your mouth, don't complain no more. And this is what he said in the 22nd chapter, in the second verse. And yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. He has made a provision for you to be healed. It was hidden in the pot. What else is in the pot? Well, I tell you, we're going a little bit further and tell you all that's in that pot is what you need. Did you hear me? All that's in that pot, God made a special pot just for you. And it lasted. You hear that? That manna lasted through 42 generations. Do you hear me? It lasted. You have enough to eat for 42 generations down through that time, and you're still eating. Did you hear what he said? Huh? Oh, he's making a way for you out of nowhere. And he's going to keep on making a way for you. Because you are his righteousness. You hear, in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to him, he will provide for you. He is your provider. He's your source. He's your keeper. Just keep the faith. Have faith in Christ Jesus today, huh? Because he has given you that hidden manna. Didn't I read it to you? He's given it to you. It's yours. It is yours, huh? You can now eat of the tree of life that's in the middle of the paradise of God. Ah! My God, can you see? I know y'all say you want to say you're going to eat one day, someday, one day. You know, everybody think Revelation is the one day. This is your one day now. He's giving it to you. Eat. Eat of the tree of life. Eat of it right now. It's all yours. Every bit of it is yours right now. Now, you know, you can give us a call if you like to. Praise God, amen. Those of you that would like to know that we fed you from the hidden manna. This is what we have done for you today. Giving you something chew on. You hear what I'm saying? I know you got teeth, you can chew on it. You ain't got no teeth, gum it. Praise God. Hello, hallelujah. Bless God. Glory to God. God is trying to do something for you, you and you. And me, I'm getting mine. I'm not going to turn my back. No siree. I am going to get all that God has for me. You know, and you need to grab all you're going to get. Huh? Because it may not come by anymore. Is that right? Think about it now. How long do you think it's going to be there for you? Would you answer that question? How long do you think it's going to still be there for you? Yeah, you ain't going to answer that today, huh? Glory to God. If it lasted all these generations, it's going to still last. Now, you know, John said in the 6th chapter, 31st verse, he said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. But where is his father? They're dead. Aren't they?
Yes,
they are. They're dead. Are you dead? No. You are alive and well today. And God is giving you something special. I like it. When you go through the scripture and you find out what God has given you and how he has blessed you, my God, beg God, you ought to jump and shout. Holler hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh, my God. My God, my God. He's done open up the door for you. Didn't he open up doors for you?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. To me, this is the door. If nobody don't never call me and ask me to come to their church and preach, I'm going to preach here. Hallelujah. I'll preach right here. Amen. And hallelujah. Tell about the goodness of Jesus. What he done for you. Don't mind talking about him because he's so good. I ain't going to get started here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that word was so awesome. Oh, I tell you, Apostle was on it and going for it. I tell you, God is good. I tell you, if you've been missing this series on the shadows, man, I tell you, go back 2 weeks and begin from there and start listening, play catch up. I tell you, God is good. You get it hot off the press. You know how the Daily News say, you got it hot off the press? You got it hot off the press of the apostles' desk. I tell you, God is good. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blocktalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle has put out there. I tell you, it is awesome. It is awesome. Write it down in a piece of paper, the site, the phone number, and pass it on. I tell you, you need prayer. You call us at 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can send your prayer request to c7glo@aol.com. Send your prayer request, and for those that have been blessed, God brought you through whatever situation, call in, give us your testimony. You can write to us, but we prefer to hear that testimony live. You might never know who is going through the same situation that you're going through. I tell you, God is awesome. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, and that is hosted by our very own Elder Witted. I tell you, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. Don't come on there playing, but come on praying. I tell you, God is good. And that's every Friday night at 11 p.m., and that calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. I tell you, God is good. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. So you can call him. That's at 3 o'clock every Monday, 3 p.m. every Monday with I'm Just Saying. And sometimes you have the bishop sitting in with him as well. So come on, you can ask him whatever question you feel that you need to have at that time. If you even need prayer at that time, he'd be happy to pray for you. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. If you'd like to send your donations, you can send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donations is too small, and definitely no donation is too big. We are still looking to get a van to transport kids to and from school, those that really need the transportation that the bus do not go to. So we greatly appreciate your donations, or if you'd like to even donate a bus for us, it will be gladly appreciated. Just go and say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to donate this, and I get it back at the beginning of each and every year. God is good. Till then, you be blessed. Don't forget that tax write-up, because we are in tax season now. So just know, if you do it this year, Then next year, you got a good, good tax write-off. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stopped looking at that bed,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands,
let God,
we can handle it all.